Hi, and welcome to another edition of It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and this is episode number 69, before we get into it today, just want to remind you of a couple of things. Let's see, we do have a Facebook page by the same name, It's All About Relationship, and if you want to check that out, that would be cool. And also, if you want to follow me on my Facebook page as an actor, you can do that too, if you're so inclined to do that. It's David Novak Actor. And the Twitter name is also the same, David Novak Actor. Instagram, David Novak Actor. So I think you kind of got that. So anyway, we're going to talk today. The title of today's is Branding. What is yours? What is your branding? You know, everyone pretty much has a brand, right? I mean, everybody, you, me, everybody. When you walk into a room, what do people perceive of you at first? I mean, what are their first thoughts of you when you walk into a room? What are they thinking? Do you care? Maybe yeah, maybe no. But are they saying to themselves, here comes that complainer guy who's bitter and angry, that person? Or do they say to themselves, oh, here comes the encourager, a bearer of light, someone they want to be around all the time. You know, I've got this one particular friend. I tell you, this guy is so encouraging. Every time he opens his mouth, good stuff comes out. And he encourages me, but I've seen him do it with so many other people. Never anything negative comes out of this guy's mouth. He's just he's an awesome person. And whenever he comes around, it's like, I want to talk to this guy. Are you like that? Hopefully. His name's Dan, by the way. And Dan, if you're listening, you know who you are. But I love you, Dan. You're awesome. And anyway, most encouraging guy I've ever known. I don't know. But he's awesome. It's a gifting. But we can all walk in that gifting. We can all walk as an encourager. You might not be used to it. Maybe it's kind of foreign. But are you a magnet attracting people to you? Or are you like a stink bomb with people wanting to run away when you're coming? You know what I mean? Here comes that guy. He's always complaining about something. So what I'm encouraging you today is to be an encourager and be the one that people want to hang around with. And I'm not talking about a false pat on the back, you know, I'm not talking about phoniness at all. I'm just talking about being a light, okay? God wants us to be a light in the world. He is light, and he lives within us, and he wants us to show that light. And, you know, the words of our mouth are so important. Power and death, I mean, life and death are in the power of the tongue, right? So what's coming out of your mouth? And especially nowadays, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff going on in the news, as you know. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But we can make a difference. We can make a difference in a positive way. And I'm not saying don't have an opinion about things. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that we can fill, you know, the world up with more love and goodness than we can the other stuff. We have a choice to do that, okay? 1 Thessalonians 5:11 from the Amplified says, therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build up one another just as you are doing. Encourage and comfort one another and build up one another. Are you doing that? Just an encouragement from the Lord that says, maybe that's a good idea, huh? Here's another scripture that I think you might dig. Ephesians 4:29-32, also from the Amplified. Do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others according to the need and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but seek to please him by whom you were sealed and marked, branded as God's own, for the day of redemption, the final deliverance from the consequences of sin. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, perpetual animosity, resentment, strife, and fault-finding, and slander be put away from you, along with every kind of malice and all spitefulness, verbal abuse, malevolence, and be kind and helpful to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, forgiving one another readily and freely, just as God in Christ also forgave you. That's quite a mouthful, right? But he's telling us that our mouths should be full of love and light, right? Isn't he telling us that? But one key in here that I think that we should just mention for a second, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom you were sealed. We can grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't want to do that, and I'm sure you probably don't either if you're listening to this this message right now, this podcast, because it's, you know, we're talking as Christians here, right? And we don't want to grieve God. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, and he's done so much in our lives, sealed us with his Holy Spirit. You know, we're kids of the Lord God Almighty. We're his children. He's blessed us spirit, soul, body, financially, and done so much and sent his son Jesus Christ to die for our sins that we could have eternal life. So why do I want to grieve the Holy Spirit? Why do I want to do that? I don't want to do that. You don't either. So let's be encouraging and you know, more thoughtful of our words, because they're so important, right? Couple more scriptures. I mentioned this one earlier. I want to say it again, though. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Proverbs 18:21. Boy, and bear the consequences of their words for good or evil, right? Now, check out the Passion Translation. This is kind of cool the way it says it. It's the same scripture, Proverbs 18:21. Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life, and the talkative person will reap the consequences. Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life. Wow. I want to give life. I don't want to kill. Man, you know, that's a kind of a... It sounds like a heavy burden, but it really isn't. You know, we just need to ask the Lord to help us with the words of our mouth, because we can speak life into a situation. We can speak death. We can build up. We can tear down. We can encourage. We can discourage. There's so much power in the words that we say, and with so much stuff going on in the world these days, oh my gosh, let's, you know, let's walk on the right side, on the bright side. I wanted to read one more thing here to you. Passion Translation, Matthew 12:36-37. You can be sure of this. When the day of judgment comes, everyone will be held accountable for every careless word he has spoken. Ooh, gosh, that cuts like a sword, doesn't it? Your very words will be used as evidence against you, and your words will declare you either innocent or guilty. I'm going to leave that right there. I don't need to. I think you know what it's saying. You know what? Before we go today, I'm just going to pray. And I invite you to press in right now with me. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. But if you're able to close your eyes for just a second and just agree with me in prayer, because I want to pray over you right now. Father God, I pray for everyone who's listening to my voice right now, and including me too, that you would help us to be encouragers, Lord, to help us to speak life into situations and life into people's, help us to speak life, God. Help us to be a bright light in a dark world. Help us to make a difference in people's lives. Father God, flow through us. Let your love flow through us as a beam of light, touching other people. Help us to be a blessing to others. And when those words that we're just about to say that are cutting or destructive, when they start to come, bring it to our mind, Lord, and check us. You know, remind us by your Holy Spirit, hey, don't say that, don't say that. Just empower us, Father God, to walk in your will and your way in this area. May the words of our mouth be pleasing to you, O God, and help us to be an encouragement to other people. In Jesus' name, have an awesome, blessed day. We will catch you on the next one. Bye.